What do you care more about, human rights in China or the money we make by trading with China? That tension comes up every time a Chinese leader visits Seattle, right? There are dignitary welcomes and there are human rights protests. Well, that tension got more pointed last week in Ottawa and across Canada, where China's foreign minister berated a Canadian reporter at a news conference. Let's find out what happened with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Vaughn, what was the reporter's offending question?
Yeah, reporter Amanda Connolly asked Wang Yi a question about China's human rights record and particularly about the imprisonment of a Canadian missionary, Kevin Garrett, who Canada regards the charges against him as being trumped up, but he's being imprisoned nevertheless. Man, did she get a tough response. And people can go on YouTube and type in Wang Yi and Amanda Connolly and see the response because it's right there, but here's the translation. I have to say your question is full of prejudice against China and arrogance, and I don't know where that is coming from. It is totally unacceptable. Have you been to China? Do you know China has lifted more than 600 people out of poverty? Do you know China is now the second largest economy in the world? Do you think development is possible in China without protection of human rights? You should not ask such questions in such an irresponsible manner, a groundless and irresponsible allegation, and all the while he's wagging his finger at her. So that's a pretty tough response. It's been very, very controversial here, Bill, in Canada, partly because Canada's foreign affairs minister was standing there while this went on. In fact, it was at the headquarters of Canada's Foreign Service. Our minister, Stéphane Dion, didn't say a word. He just let it go on. 2 days later said, well, I didn't think I need to jump in and protect the reporter. She's a professional. She can handle these things. Our prime minister has expressed his dissatisfaction with China on this issue, but, man, that was a pretty shocking exchange.
Yeah. Well, how has China been? You mentioned that he defended how China's lifted 600 million people out of poverty. What's the conversation about right now about their human rights record there?
Well, their ambassador to Canada has weighed in with an opinion piece saying, you know, Canadians should be very careful what they say on these matters, that raising these human rights issues in China, we should recognize that the history is different, the cultural differences are different, and might affect a chance for a golden era in bilateral trade between the two countries. I guess the one thing I'll say about the Chinese is they're not subtle on these matters, right?
Right. They were direct.
They lecture you up front. They tell your reporters to shut up and stop asking rude questions. And then they write opinion pieces in the papers saying, if you want to have a good trading relationship with us, you better not keep bringing these issues up. It's you know, one of the interesting things about all this, Bill, is that while Canada does have a good trading relationship and an important one with China, British Columbia sells a lot of lumber to China. We're trying to sell liquefied natural gas to them. We actually have a trade deficit. We buy more stuff from China, about $46 billion worth, than they buy from us. So I don't know who should be more worried about the relationship. You know, we buy a lot of good things from China, and they buy from us, but it is a bilateral arrangement, and at the moment, it's a trade deficit.
Is this a political argument in Canada now, how Justin Trudeau and the new Liberals are dealing with Canada?
Well, I think the reaction has been that we really shouldn't shut up about this issue, and we really should keep raising these matters. I don't think, I mean, look, the United States hasn't had much success on this issue either. I don't think it makes a hell of a lot of difference to China. They're obviously going to do their own thing on this, but our prime minister is scheduled to visit China in the fall, and our prime minister, you know, Justin Trudeau has been a bit of a Boy Scout on a lot of these issues, so I suppose you could say our government is naive in thinking that if it pushes back at this kind of outspoken comment, it might make a difference. I don't know, though, it does. I mean, you tell me, how much success has the United States had on this file? Not much, is my reading of it.
Yeah, it's de rigueur to say something that includes the phrase human rights and then kind of do what you were going to do anyway. I think that's a view down here.
Yeah. And that's not only true with China. I mean, you know, the president of the United States is used to being lectured when he goes around the world. Look at Putin in Russia. He doesn't listen to any of this stuff. And I suppose people could point out that Canada hasn't paid a hell of a lot of attention to the rest of the world in our treatment of indigenous people, on the production of greenhouse gases from the Alberta oil sands. You know, it's interesting. I think some world leaders just kind of, you know, grin and bear it or roll their eyes, and some of them talk back. And I guess the news here is that our reporters are used to asking rude questions and maybe not getting the answers they want. They're not used to being lectured.
Yeah, that was you're right. That was a finger wagger available on YouTube. That's Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun columnist, joining us regularly. Thank you, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Bill.
Amnesty International, by the way, has said that though, yes, China has lifted its one-child policy, replacing it with a two-child policy, that still harassment, surveillance, house arrest, imprisonment of human rights defenders are on the rise in China, and that censorship of the internet and other media has grown. That's according to Amnesty International, and that's the view from Canada on KUOW's The Record.